The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode number 38 of Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. I want to thank you for listening and just dropping in again to be in our little corner of Mayberry here on the podcast. And I just can't thank you enough for all that you do for the show. Tonight's show is going to be an interview with James Best. Now, James Best, you all best remember from another show probably, but on the Andy Griffith Show, he was Jim Lindsay, the guitar player. He was on two different episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, but you probably, remember him from some, what's the name of that show? Dukes of Hazzard. You may know him from the Dukes of Hazzard as Roscoe P. Coltrane, and I can't even pretend to do it. But, folks, we're going to be talking with him and just listening to an interview I did back in 98 with him as well. And before we get into it, let me go ahead and remind you, because I do it every show, and I'm sure you're tired of doing it, and you just fast-forward through it. But please don't. Please drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com and buy you something that's Mayberry. Because, if you got something like a T-shirt or anything like that, and you're walking around, you're wearing your Mayberry spirit right there on your shirt, folks are going to smile, and they're going to talk to you and say, I love Don Knotts, or I love the Andy Griffith Show. So drop by Weavers. Get you a conversation starter and wear it around. Buy some DVDs or music. There's music from the Andy Griffith Show there as well. So drop by and give it a listen. All right. So we're going to head on in here. We'll do the interview first, and then we'll do a little bit of talking after about some of the other things that Jim Lindsay has. But let me tell you I've met him several times, and James Best, I said Jim's Lindsay, didn't I? Jim Lindsay's not going to be selling anything. James Best, he'll be talking with us. But James Best is a great guy. He is so nice to be around. He is such a friendly man. He has been such a blessing to be around as part of these Mayberry events that we do. And let's go on into his interview so you can hear him in his own words, and then we'll talk a little bit about some of the things I might remember. So here he is.
Mr. Best, you were on the Andy Griffith Show two times.
Twice.
And what was your experiences doing that?
I played the guitar player, Jim Lindsay, and I really had fun because Andy plays a guitar, and his makeup man, Lee Greenway, played banjo and guitar. So we'd get back behind the set. They had a hard time getting us on the set because we'd be back there picking on the guitar a little bit and singing. Well, I didn't do much singing, but it was fun. I really enjoyed doing that show because, of course, they had a very talented cast, had good writers, which was, it's unusual today to have that combination. It was a good family show, and I always enjoyed doing good family shows, even though I played a lot of heavies and mean guys in my career, but it's always fun to do comedy, and of course, the Andy Griffith Show has always been one of my favorite, and I still watch them. I still watch them. And my grandchildren watch them. They're probably third or fourth generation, I guess.
Well, I know, of course, most people are going to remember you as Roscoe.
Roscoe P. Coltrane, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you were on The Twilight Zone and Gunsmoke. And...
Yeah, what's funny, I go out and fans will say, well, really, you're Roscoe. And they don't realize I've done 83 features and over 600 television shows before I did Roscoe P. Coltrane. And they don't realize that I go back, I did Gene Autry and Hopalong Cassidy and Twilight Zones and Gunsmokes and Rawhides and all those things. And plus the features, and they look quite surprised, really, But anyway, Roscoe set me free, of course, I'm really happy to be able to do a good family show, like the Andy Griffith Show with Dukes of Hazzard. Today, I think there's too many body parts, too much dirty language, and I've made movies where I've played really mean guys, but the point is that I don't think that's good family fare, and I don't want to really be associated with it. I got grandchildren and everything, and if it's a movie or anything offered me, if I can't take my grandchildren, I don't accept the part.
That's great. And I know you've done a lot of charity work recently.
Yeah, well, I tell you, when we were on the Dukes of Hazzard, the whole cast was marvelous with that. Of course, John is on the Merck Network. I think he's president. And I did the first one that they did out in Salt Lake City with the Osmonds. And I was really proud with the Dukes of Hazzard people. They'd work all week and work their tails off in that dry desert with the dirt and the heat. And then on the weekend, go out and do personal appearances and do benefits for especially children and special children and Special Olympics and stuff like that. And then we raised $1.5 million for the coal miners in Hazzard, Kentucky, with a personal appearance there. So they were really wonderful about that. And, that's what it's all about. You got to give something back in this whole world. You know, we were blessed by having an opportunity to work in a profession where we can bring what we hope is entertainment and laughter to the world, and you can't take that you can't overlook that. I mean, that's a wonderful blessing, and I think people who complain about this and that in the industry should get out of it and leave it to those who feel that they're blessed.
Well, that's great. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Oh, this is Rush B. Coltrane calling his little fat buddy at you. He's not there. Too bad, Belvedere. Yeah, sweetheart. Goodbye.
Well, thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
I love it. Rusco B. Coltrane. I can't do it. I'm kind of like, how do you do that with your voice? I just can't do it. Oh, Mr. Best is the best. He is a great guy. He's really enjoyed coming to the different Mayberry events and being a part of them and just seeing how the fans react to him. It's been wonderful. And, I don't believe there's anybody that has met him at one of our Mayberry shows that haven't just loved him. So, I really enjoyed getting to see him. And I'll be seeing him again in a couple of weeks. At the time I'm recording this, it's in June 2009, and I'm going to be heading over to the Mayberry Squad Car Nationals in Graysville, Alabama, where James Best will be appearing with us down in Alabama. And hopefully I'll be able to talk to him there. I'm not sure, but I will. I will be able to talk to him, but hopefully I might be able to get something for the podcast. So maybe. Let's keep our fingers crossed. You heard that, right? He was on 83 feature films plus now, because this was in 80 or 98, and he was on over 600 television shows. There's a link I'm going to have on the podcast website in the show notes that takes you to a James Best screen cap gallery, is what it's called. So it's a screen captures of some of the movies and TV shows that he was in. It's a great website. I went in there and looked at it as I was researching for the podcast. It's definitely something you'd want to go see, because it's just neat to see him in all these different roles. Of course, we know him as Roscoe. We also know him as Jim Lindsay from The Andy Griffith Show. But, wow, he was in The Twilight Zone, as he said. Wow, just a lot of shows. So definitely drop by and see it. I had a question that had been asked before. It's one of our frequently asked questions. It says, who was playing the guitar for Jim Lindsay? Was it really James Best? Well, here's the answers I've got for you. Because James did not play his own songs. James can't play a guitar. Mr. Best can't play it. He stated at a reunion event previously, he thought it was Herb Ellis that was the one doing the actual playing of the guitar in those episodes, but James wasn't playing it himself. Well, later on we did some more research, and Earl Hagen, who was the music director for The Andy Griffith Show, he wrote the theme song and everything, he himself told The Andy Griffith Show Rewind Watchers Club member Paul Mulick, I want to thank Paul for that the person playing the guitar was Barney Kessel. So Barney Kessel was good. So, if Earl Hagen says it and he told Paul, then that's good enough for me. So Barney Kessel is whose hands you see when the guitars are actually playing. It's not James. you know, that's just a little piece of trivia for you, and thought you might be interested in seeing it. We're going to have links to Mr. Best's personal website, which is jamesbest.com, which is his official site. He's also got jamesbestart.com. He is a accomplished, well, in my mind, accomplished painter. The reason I say accomplished is because when he paints a picture of a farm or a barn or a landscape, it looks like a farm or a barn or a landscape. To me, that's accomplished. If it looks nothing like that, like maybe a five-year-old had drawn it, you know, then I wouldn't think that was that great art. But I actually have one of his paintings here at my house. He has them for sale, and it's just a very neat thing to have because people will come in the house and they will see this. And I'll say, hey, this is painted by James Best, who played Roscoe P. Coltrane on The Dukes of Hazzard, and, of course, Jim Lindsay on The Andy Griffith Show. And folks are always enjoying seeing that and seeing something that he's done in the past. So that's something, if you're interested in artwork, he'll sell you one. And they're really fun to have and a great conversation piece. And they look good. You can follow James on Facebook. So if you go on Facebook, you can find him. And I'll have a link to the site because it's a weird kind of link. But you can follow him on Facebook. And he also has a Twitter. You can follow him on Twitter. And I thought I wrote that down somewhere here. No, but I'll have it on the show notes, I guess. But, yeah, he has a Twitter account as well. Just drop by the show notes at mayberry.com/podcast, and I'll give you the links to be able to connect up with him on Twitter or on Facebook. And you can actually kind of keep up with what he's doing day to day because he posts a good bit of things on Facebook particular because I've watched that one. About what's going on. His official website at jamesbest.com has appearances that he'll be making and all the other Dukes of Hazzard cast. And he also obviously mentions anything he's doing with the Andy Griffith Show because he really enjoys his time there and he's really enjoyed the fan support he's gotten from the folks like you that love the Andy Griffith Show. Not the Real Watchers Club. Drop by. Give it a look and just enjoy yourself. He's a great guy, and I'll try to have some pictures. I've been putting photos of some of our past episodes, like remembering Don Knotts and remembering Howard Morris and a few other things on my Facebook fan page for the podcast. So if you go to mayberry.com/podcast and click on the Facebook icon, it'll take you to the website for the fan page for Two Chairs No Waiting. And we got photographs, and I even have a video on there of a tour from Myers Lake. So drop by there and check us out. And I guess that's all I've got tonight. So I didn't ever tell you, I'm Alan Newsome, your host of the of Two Chairs No Waiting. Remember, contact me. The number is 888-684-8415. I would love to hear from you. My email is floyd@mayberry.com, or you can drop by mayberry.com/podcast and visit me there, or you can get a hold of me there on Facebook. However you want to do it, I'd love to hear from you and make you a part of the show at some point as well. So, folks, I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening to our James Best interview, and we'll see you next time on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.